Your home for classic hits, AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM, WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Are your brakes squeaking or grinding? Is it time for an alignment? Before you hit the road, hit up Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big O Tires on State Road 39 can help you get back on the road in no time. With dependable service, honest advice, and fast turnaround times, Big O Tires in Lebanon is the team you trust. Stop in and talk to owner Alan or manager Lauren, or call 765-388-4715. Visit them on Facebook at Big O Tires in Lebanon to stay up to date on exclusive offers. When your car needs care, trust the name drivers rely on. Big O Tires.
Thanks for coming, elves. I've called this meeting because I don't know what to get Santa for Christmas this year.
Mrs. C, TC Trailers has everything Santa loves. They have over 300 trailers on the lot, a fully stocked parts store, and in-house repair shop. They even offer financing.
And did you know TC Trailers carries e-bikes and mopeds? Santa would love an e-bike for the off-season.
They carry barns and sheds, too. Santa was looking for a place to store more reindeer feed.
East of Frankfort, Estate Road 28 and 29, or tc-trailers.com.
If you're not pulling a TC Trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
The holidays are here, and all your friends and family are getting ready for the most wonderful time of the year. Even though dodging patches of ice is never fun, it can't put a damper on our spirit. That's because at Encompass Credit Union, they're glad they've been able to share in so many of your holidays since their founding in 1953. Being a part of your community and your financial future is the best gift they could hope for. So be sure to visit EncompassCU.org to become part of their family.
Did you know there are benefits to window tinting other than that cool and sleek look? Keeping your vehicle's interior protected is one of those benefits. Marchand's Window Tinting does top-quality window tint installation that comes with a lifetime warranty. Located on State Road 39 in Antioch, Marchand's Window Tinting is professional and locally owned with years of expertise.
This is Alan Marchand at Marchand's Window Tinting, and we stick it where the sun shines.
Welcome back to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 Party Line, brought to you by Clinton Carroll, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, Big Deals, Big O Tires, Ivy Tech Community College, Marchand's Window Tinting, Encompass Credit Union, and TC Trailers. The online telecast at HoosierlandTV.com. That's brought to you by Town & Country Glass, Witham Health Services, Tornado Roofing, Siding and Gutters, Simplify Family Dental, The Community Foundation, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Newell Gas, Welty Exteriors, Arborwood by Shoups, Big O Tires, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Culligan Water, Boone and Clinton County, Shoups Country Foods, The Farmers Bank, and 51 West Event Center. We're so pleased to have with us today Frankfort Mayor Judy Sheets. Good morning, Mayor. How are you today?
Great, except for I could do without all the snow.
Well, unfortunately, it looks like we're going to have a little more before next weekend, where it's supposed to warm up a little bit. Indiana just has such a sense of humor when it comes to the weather, doesn't it?
Oh, yes, it does. Yes.
Well, thank you for joining us today. You have so much happening, and the first thing I want to talk about, congratulations on the Community Crossing Grant.
You know, we're so excited about that. We received $499,000 and I think $700 and some. So that is a 50-50 matching, and $499,700. And so the council has voted to match that grant. So we're excited about that. That enables us to do a lot more paving within the city of Frankfort.
Yes.
People realize how important that is to us, because that would be cut in half. You know, it's going to be about $900,000, and we look forward to that. I know there's a lot of roads that people wish, you know, that could get done. We have a Pacer system that we use, And so we have a lot of roads that are in that lower numbers that need to be replaced, but we just have to do it, you know, a few roads at a time. But we're doing our best.
Well, you're doing a good job. I got to tell you, it's been great driving down Barner Street and not going. So for those of us, I'm sorry, go ahead.
And the mystery was solved.
Yes, the mystery was solved.
Yes. People were saying, you know, there's no railroad ties under there. And some said, yes, there are. And so, you know, it just went back and forth. But now we know.
That there were, correct?
Yes.
Okay, well, it's much nicer to go down that road, so we appreciate these kinds of paving projects and grants to help us get through. Frankfort Mayor Judy Sheets is our guest on Party Line today.
Hey, as we reflect, I mean, here we are, we're getting ready to go into the, we're getting very, very close to the holidays. I know you're a grandma, you know what that's like.
Oh, yeah.
trying to get ready, but we kind of reflect on the past years as we get closer to the end of the year. What kind of accomplishments this past year stands out the most for you and your administration in the community?
You know, I think we had another successful year at Prairie Creek Park, and that's always exciting for me. You know, that's an opportunity for our citizens to go downtown to Prairie Creek Park and get the free concerts. I mean, that's amazing to me that we're able to do that, and I'm very thankful that the Redevelopment Commission, along with their sponsors, continue to do that for our citizens. So I think that's a great thing. We've also been working on our parks. We have 8 parks in the city of Frankfort. Our parks workers work really, really hard to keep those parks up. And you know, it's costly to do that. We're able to put one piece of equipment down at 3rd Street because there were some that was just so rusted and outdated that we need to replace it. But just one piece of equipment like that's $55,000.
Wow.
So, you know, I was excited. I know, it's unbelievable. But I was excited that we're able to do that. We have a great street department there. Again, we have the CCMG grant for this year, and we're able to do a lot of paving and get a lot of streets taken care of. You know, like I said, it's costly to do that, and we have a lot of them that need the asphalt replaced on them, and so we're working on that pretty much one street at a time, and hopefully, you know, eventually we'll get all the streets that we need to get, but it's very costly for us. We have a fire truck that is getting prepared right now to come back to Frankfort. It's a new fire truck. And I think the last I heard from Chief Stidham, they were getting ready to paint the truck. So they'll be going down in a few weeks, checking it out. And if it's ready to come this way, they'll make sure that it gets back to Frankfort. So we're excited about that. A lot of our equipment, it has served its purpose. It's like 15 years or older. So I think it's time that, you know, we replace that. And everything that we do is so costly. But we're doing our best. That truck is paid for. We use our ARPA funds, and also Redevelopment Commission helped us with that. So, you know, we have to just look at funding and how we can afford to do all these things for our community, and sometimes that's not an easy decision to make.
I got to tell you, last night I left Tour of Trees and I went by TPA Park, and I do want to give a shout out to the parks. It looked awesome. It was so pretty last night.
Isn't it amazing? I mean, they work so hard. They start, I'm going to guess, probably September, October, just planning, and then, you know, they have to set all that up. And then, of course, we have weather that affects that. I think we're having some problems with the lighting staying on because of the way the moisture gets into the wiring. I mean, they're trying their best to keep all the lights up and going, but they work really hard at that. That's really a big job of theirs to do. We also have the soup kitchen out there again this year, and I'm excited about that. I hope people are going out and visiting that. I'm going to try to make it out there this weekend. Sometimes it's hard for me to get to everywhere, but I'm anxious to try that. I keep hearing really good things.
Frankfort Mayor Judy Sheets is our guest on Party Line today.
We just got to get, we got to get snow tires on your golf cart.
I know
we can get the enclosure, you know, and put some heat in there, but we got to get the snow tires.
Some big old studded snow tires.
Yeah. Okay, Joe, if you're listening, that is your job for the winter.
That's right.
Oh, we're finishing up the year. The budgets are already done, and you know, looking towards 2026, what's some of the key initiatives or projects that you want to focus on, and how are they going to affect Frankfort?
You know, some of the things, I just want to continue with our programming at Prairie Creek Park. I love that we can do things for our community, continue to work in our parks and do what improvements we can. We're kind of looking towards maybe a few more small pieces of equipment, maybe at Third Street Park. So I want to get the neighborhood parks back and, you know, so people can go there and enjoy those as well. We have a beautiful TPA park. So we have a lot of work, you know, that we have to continue doing on it. They plant all the flowers. They keep everything mowed. So that's something that I want to make sure that we, you know, just keep improving our parks each year, because that's a big job for us. Also, again, I mentioned the paving. I look forward to the paving again. And, you know, we have an amazing street department as well. They're out and around right now, salting, moving snow. And I know some people don't think it's quick enough or it's not the right streets. But we have a lot of miles to cover in the city of Frankfort, and they try really hard. They usually bring in extra shifts, you know, so they can work through the night if necessary. So we really try hard to keep our citizens safe and able to travel in our community. So I just look forward to some of those things. We want to continue with our downtown. We want it to continue to grow. And that's another thing. We need to support our small businesses. That's how we keep businesses downtown. Not just me or, you know, the Board of Works or the council that makes these decisions. We have to have the citizens support those downtown businesses. So I encourage people to do that as well. So we're just really excited. We're hoping that next year the fire station will be done, probably in the August-September area. So that's going to be a great thing for us in our community. Also, we annexed out to 28. So we really need that station out in that area. So I look forward to that, and I know the fire department does as well. Police department, as always, they do a fantastic job. I look forward to working with them next year. I think they're a full staff now. I think the last one that we swore in, that put them at full staff. So, you know, we're really blessed with good employees, you know, good department heads. I have an amazing team that I work with. So I'm looking really forward to 2026 and all the great things that are going to happen in our community.
Well, you mentioned small businesses and helping to keep them in business, and it takes the whole community to do that. But the other thing is how are you working with the other officials to bring new businesses in and maybe amenities to kind of help keep people coming to Frankfort and supporting everything?
You know, we have Kimberly Black, our community development director, along with Don Stock, who is in our housing and planning department. They work with Main Street. They work with Jan Sheridan, our economic development director for the county. So they're always working together to figure out ways to help our community to not only grow but to maintain what we have. So I feel like we have a really good working relationship with those other organizations. And I think that's, you know, that's the best thing that we can do, is work with others, because it takes more than just one group to do it or one person. So that's how we do that. Kimberly Black works really hard. She stays very involved with Main Street. She's still involved with Prairie Creek Park, with our small businesses. And I know that she spends a lot of time making sure that they feel comfortable here in Frankfort and welcome.
Frankfort Mayor Judy Sheets is our guest on Party Line today, and I know you brought up Kimberly Black, and there was a survey taken, and it was an online survey you could do this past, I don't know, late summer, early
fall. Yeah.
Yes, and I was wondering if you'd had a chance to look at some of the things people are interested in having and some of the things they'd like to see in our community, if you've had a chance to look at that yet.
You know, those questions or concerns that they had were sent directly to the company. I think Kimberly may have had some access. I have not yet. We don't know for sure if we're going to get that. That was for the comp plan and to get a grant for that. And that went directly to them. And so I know she's been working with them. I have not had the opportunity to look at those yet. But hopefully after the first year, we'll know if we get that grant and can look at those things that have come in, you know, that the concerns or things that people want done differently.
What about things that you hear people talk about in your muffins with the mayor? Because you have got to be one of the most accessible heads of a city, a mayor or even a governor or whatever, you know, any department head. You've got to be one of the most accessible, and so and your team as well, because they go with you and sit down with you on these conversations. So what's some of the things that you are hearing and that you've heard over this past year?
You know, we have each one of the departments, they sit down and they talk with them, or they can either do it as a group or we stay after if they want to talk with us afterwards. But, you know, we hear concerns about our parks department or things that they like about it. They love the Christmas lights. That's something that, you know, we have brought up to us. Also, if there's a problem with a street or trash pickup, they have the opportunity to talk to Brian Kilman. He's there, and he can present that information. But, you know, I really appreciate the people getting out and coming to those muffins with the mayor, because that's how they find out the real truth, what's really going on in our community and how hard we work for our community. Because you see social media posts all the time, and sometimes it gets a little negative, and they don't feel like, you know, maybe we're doing what we should do or supporting our people. But I tell you, we work really, really hard. And I appreciate each and every one of them for being there. I give each one of them opportunity to get up and talk to them about anything that's going on within the city, new developments. I know Rob Bogue, our building inspector, talks about the new Meadowbrook, the new Riley division. So, and Don Stock as well. We're getting another new division out on the east side. It's called the Rissy 7, and we're excited about that. I think there's going to be about 12 homes being built out there. So people are just concerned. They just want to hear what's going on, and I hope it continues that we have such a good turnout. We have a really good turnout at those.
I'm curious. I know you really don't have a vote per se in if the community would get a data center, but I'm wondering what your thoughts are at this point. Now that we've had a little time to kind of get a little more information, do some fact finding, I'm wondering, you know, how that would affect what you do with the city if we did, and if we did not get a data center.
You know, right now I am still gathering information. I have not seen the information that I need, that I want to see before I make any decision one way or the other. You know, I need to know what kind of a financial impact this is going to have on our community, how it's going to affect our community moving forward. And I just have not got those questions answered yet. And until I do, I'm not going to make a decision.
Fair enough.
I understand that. I think, and just watching what is on the news in other communities in the state, a lot of them are having the same questions, you know, and there's a lot of vagueness. Doesn't seem like those answers are coming very quickly.
Well, again, Russ is going to talk a little bit more about what he saw when he just went to another one recently, and so he's going to talk about that a little bit on Monday. So maybe we'll hear what he has to say and help continue to try and answer some questions for folks.
Right. I mean, I will tell you that I am researching every area of that, you know, from environmental to financial to, you know, what our constituents want, what they don't want. You know, we have to listen to the people that put us in office. So I am going to stay right where I am until I get questions answered and I know exactly that I'm making the right decision. But I don't have a vote. I don't know if anybody realizes that, but any decisions that would have to be made, they would go before the city council, and the city council votes on those type things.
Well, I'm glad you said that. I wondered if folks realize that you don't have a vote in that.
Right, right. I don't get to vote on things in the council meetings. The only time I can ever vote is if there's a tie and the mayor can break the tie. But other than that, I do not vote.
Frankfort Mayor Judy Sheets is our guest on Party Line today, and I also know that you've been hiring for a part-time communications administrative specialist position. Have we had any luck in filling that yet? Are you still hiring? Can you talk about that?
Kimberly is getting ready to do interviews, I believe.
Okay.
She had maybe 10 apps, but she has not done any interviews, and she's going to start doing interviews, and we hope to have somebody in place just quickly after the first of the year. So we keep Kimberly really, really busy.
She is very busy.
Yeah.
I've been over there, yes. You are too, though. Yesterday I popped in and you were very busy as well.
Yes.
So what does that look like for you at the end of the year, now that we're talking about busyness? Do you get a little time off here? Will you get a little break here at the holidays?
Well, I'm not sure. For sure I'll probably take our holidays, you know, our Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, and New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. Outside of that, I don't know, because business still goes on. you know, it doesn't stop for the holidays, so I'll be really busy. And we're ending the year about the budget, and we want to make sure that we have our, you know, our bills paid, you know, or do we need to encumber money to pay something that's not ready for us to pay? I mean, there's so many things. It's like daily I'm looking at the financials to see where we are and that we're getting everything taken care of before we close out 2025.
Well, that's a good question. I know you do look every day. So how is Frankfort sitting financially, I guess, especially compared to some of our other sister cities? How do we look?
You know, for the ending of 2025, we're in good shape. Our financials look good. Our department heads are very good about their spending, not spending. You know, if they have big purchases or if there's something that's in doubt, they always talk to me or the Board of Works and make sure that is something that we would agree on. But I think as far as our finances, at the end of this year, we are looking really, you know, of course, we have to anticipate what the following years are going to bring us with the changes in the SEA1 or the SB1, whichever you want to call it. But those are our concerns as we move forward. You know, it's not how we end this year. It's what we have to look forward to in the years to come. So we want to make sure that we're making good decisions.
Now, for you with the city, how much is there any of that budget of this year's budget that will roll over just simply because maybe a bill hasn't come in yet that was allotted for that funding, or do you have to try and make room for it in next year's budget?
So if we actually have a bill or an invoice for something that we maybe have not received or is yet to come, like a service, that type thing, we can do an encumbrance. We encumber that money. Those are approved by the Board of Public Works and Safety, so we'll do that at our last meeting this year. But we will have a few. There's some bills, you know, that come in or some items that didn't get here in a timely manner, and we can't pay for them until we see them. But as long as we have an invoice or a contract or a bill, we can encumber the funds for that out of 2025 into 2026.
Yeah, I think a lot of people think once the budget's done, it's done.
Mm-hmm. Now, we can't just say, oh, we just want to encumber, you know, X amount of dollars, because we have to have, like I said, a bill, an invoice, a contract, something that is binding so that we're able to encumber that money.
No, I know for some of the departments, and I'm not picking on anybody. I'm using them for an example just because I know more about it. But like for the fire department, they have a budget for the year. And if they have been fortunate enough to not have to use all of that budget, but they still have some money left, if there's like an equipment purchase or something that maybe they've been backing off on because they just were afraid to let that money go just in case, is that something that you guys look at too at the end of the year as we have this surplus that maybe we can go ahead and do that? Or do you just kind of hold on to that until the next year and see how it goes?
You know, it kind of works both ways. We work with the department heads, and if there's something that they know that they really need and they've just been holding off to see how the budget does throughout the year, if they can get a bill for that, an invoice for that, yes, we will agree to that. Now, there's some of them that we want to leave those funds in there, or the appropriations. We don't want to go clear down to zero for everything, because we look for some of that to go, you know, that cash to go forward into 2026. So, you know, sometimes it's kind of a mixture. Do we go ahead and try to pay it out of this year's budget, or do we wait till next year? If it's a necessity, something that we think that they definitely need, we will look at encumbering that money.
As we... I mean, I know we're getting close on time. Cindy's got something real quick here before we finish up.
I do have a question. You mentioned the RISI 7 that might be coming, a development, and we've got Habitat for Humanity that has announced that they're going to be building some homes as well. You know, one of the things it's kind of been in crisis mode, I feel like, was housing, but it does seem like that we are starting to see a little progress in trying to get some housing in our community.
Yes, we are, and that's one thing that we were in desperate need of. And we knew that. So we're so happy that, like, Habitat decided to come here, you know, and to help people. They're going to be, I'm going to say, maybe a $200,000 range, $253,000 when you go out to RISI 7. So it's going to be a little bit lower housing, more affordable housing. So we look forward to that. We have another group that's looking at behind the Blue-Green School, and they're going to put some duplexes out there if everything works out for them. So we're working really hard to get affordable housing or workforce housing, whatever name you want to give it, but, you know, a little bit lower housing so that people can afford to do that. And I'm really happy that we have people that are willing to invest in our community. You know, developers come in and they want to do that.
Yeah, I think that's the key, right, is because we can try and get them here, but it's the fact of getting them to actually start the progress of building. And we have homes that we need, so hopefully they continue to come and build homes in our area.
Absolutely. So, we're looking forward to what 2026 is going to bring for us, because I feel like we're going to see some changes, you know, in housing and some new housing. And so I think that's another thing to look forward to in our community.
You just gave me another idea. We do have some areas in the city that it would be nice to see some kind of improvements, but there may be not only economical challenges but environmental challenges as well, like the old battery factory across from Wamplers. That ground,
yeah.
There, I mean. And I know that's kind of something that's been put on the back burner for a really long time, but what are your what are your thoughts on that? I'm not saying you guys have tried to do something with it or whatever, but what are your thoughts on stuff like that here in the city?
You know, John Stock has been working on that property there along with some others, you know, with IDEM, those type things. And I know that he's been working with them, and sometimes it's a process. And sometimes it's just going to take a while to get an answer for those. You know, we would like to get something done with those properties and not just have them sit there vacant. But I know that he's talked with IDEM. They've come in. They've done a study. We had some meetings a while back with them as well, some ways that they could even help the property owners as they move forward with that property. Because it's hard for people to want to purchase that property or to do something with it.
Yeah, because, I mean, you face the possibility of cleanup and whatever those surveys, whatever those tests, ground tests, everything that they've done, whatever that comes up with, whoever owns it or whoever wants to take interest in it, somebody's got to foot the bill.
And sometimes there is money available to remediate that property. But, you know, it's a process, and it's not something that comes from Frankfurt. You know, we wouldn't do it. The city of Frankfurt wouldn't do it. But there's ways through the state or federal government that maybe they could get some sort of help on the funding.
Well, Frankfurt Mayor Judy Sheets has been our guest on Party Line, and we need to let you go. I know you have a busy day ahead. Anything you would like to add now that we're here towards the end of the year before we get into 2026?
Well, I just want to thank everyone for everything they do in our community to make this a great place to live. There's so much collaboration that goes on between different organizations and different people that believe in our community, and I'm so thankful for that. I love the city of Frankfurt. We have a great team that works every day along with their employees to make sure that our citizens are taken care of, that they're safe, and that they have what they need in our community. And if they don't, they need to let me know, because I'm, you know, always open for new ideas or suggestions or concerns. So I just want to wish everyone happy holidays, Merry Christmas. Please be safe, because we know this weather's going to change daily, maybe hourly for us. But be safe out there, you know, stay warm. We don't want people falling. We don't like accidents. So get out there. Be safe. And if you can and have the opportunity, clear your sidewalks for the other people that have to walk or the kids that might have to walk to school, because that's a dangerous situation for them. So I just encourage everyone to do your part. And as we look for 2026, it's exciting, and I hope everyone loves the community as much as I do. I love you all.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you. Mayor Judy Sheets, Merry Christmas to you and everybody over there as well.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. We'll talk to you in 2026.
Okay.
Thanks so much. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Frankfurt Mayor Judy Sheets, and We've done a lot. I feel like we've done a lot this year. The mm-hmm. community has.
Yeah.
I mean, I know the fire department and, you know, a new fire truck, and there were a lot of other things happening. We did a lot of road work, but it looks like we're going to have more road work coming. So I do feel like the wheels are in motion, and we're fingers crossed.
You and I, neither one of us live mm-hmm. in Frankfort, but we're proud of Frankfort.
Yeah,
we're proud of the community and everything. And Miss Mary Jane would be very, very happy and very impressed with what Judy has done and her team. So
I agree. I also want to congratulate Wesley Manor last night on another wonderful tour of trees. It was a great evening and beautiful trees over there. By the way, just a reminder that you could still go over and check out the trees, and you can still vote for your favorite tree. I think you can do that through the 18th. And so just a reminder on that as well, that you can do that through the 18th. And the Frontier Girls, the house that was used for the Candyland float that they did in the Frankfort Parade, which they got first in the parade, they are doing a silent auction on that Candyland house. So if you're looking for a great gift for someone, you can go over and put your silent auction bid in on the little Candyland house that is over at Wesley Manor, part of the tour of trees. And so they came over last night and were telling us about that. It's kind of trying to raise money for the Frontier Girls. And they're a group, I don't want to call them Girl Scouts. They're similar in that they do get together and do lots of things, but they're different in the fact that they really like the nature and being outdoors aspect. They do a lot of community volunteer work. So the Frontier Girls are trying to raise some funds. So they're trying to do a silent auction for that little Candyland house that helped them win the Frankfort Parade. So just putting a little bug in your ear there. So go check out the houses at Wesley Manor, the Christmas trees, I mean, at Wesley Manor. So I guess you could technically check out the houses too, I guess, if you're interested. You can do that as well. Go over for the winter. They can house you for the winter over there.
Just be really careful, especially in the evening, early evening, late afternoon, because we watched a whole herd of deer going down the street.
Right. Yes. We went over to put our tree up the other day, and Melissa goes, "Look at that." And it was broad daylight. There
broad
were
daylight
probably a dozen deer that crossed over from the golf course, went right through the manor there, and were continuing on.
Yeah, going down the street, you know, going into the village. And it's like, okay, that's a new mode of transportation. No sled behind them, but
no heavy guy in a red suit behind him either.
Nope, so. They were running free, so.
Maybe Christmas is over. We're not having it this year.
They're saying, not us.
Thank you for listening to Party Line. We'll have more of the 12 days of Christmas next week, when we will give away bicycles on Tuesday, and the 12 strays of Christmas as well. And again, the special continues at the Humane Society of Clinton County. So if you're looking for a pet, check them out as well. Have a great weekend, everybody. Be safe and stay warm.